a definition of grace. And Larry DeFaber, I knew every time in the youth when Drew was in there, if I said, what is grace? He was going to say unmerited favor. Every time. That is exactly, that is an A plus. That is awesome. Does anybody have another definition that you might, that kind of helps you remember what grace is? Who is that? Where's that again? One more time. Did y'all get that? Hang on. God's G, riches are, he's been to Sunday school, by the way. God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. And that is a, that was something that was new for me. I learned that. I hadn't. But what about God? That is terrible. It is God's riches at Christ's expense. Did you hear you anywhere in that? Grace is not about me. It is not about you. It's about God. It's about Jesus and what they did for us. That he gave his life for us. So it changed. I mean, it's kind of molding me and twisting me into this man, or these, my thoughts into this place of, it's got to be less about me. I've got to depend heavily on him. And every time I step out and I trust him, that his grace shows up over and over again. Three words that kind of come up in Scripture that kind of go along with grace. Sometimes grace, you have grace, and some people might say mercy. Have you ever heard the word mercy before? And sometimes you hear the word justice. Three words that come out in Scripture. Justice. Let's just say, okay, for example, if justice. Justice is getting what you deserve, right? That's justice. In our judicial system, if you do an act of a criminal act and then you are found guilty of that, and they give you they provide justice for you for your action. Sometimes, well, most all the time, whenever if I've done something wrong and I'm fixing to be justified, I'm crying out for mercy. Please have mercy on me, okay? For instance, okay, I was in Oklahoma driving to Arkansas, and as you come in, some of y'all know it's on that highway. This has been several years ago.
spread the gospel every day, every moment, every person that we come in contact with. It's about sharing this grace that we can live this life the way that He's called.